Well, coming up this weekend at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, they have kind of a fun little opportunity for you. It's a husband and wife duo called Arbor Season will be performing, and we're going to have some fun with half of that duo here this morning. Shane Anderson joins us here on the program this morning. Shane, how are you?
I'm doing glorious. How are you?
Very good. Very good. Now, husband and wife duo. So you travel together, you do everything together, you work together. How much fun is that?
It's actually surprisingly a lot more fun than it sounds. we were bandmates and friends first for 3 years. Then we got engaged and then married and then all that stuff. But yeah.
So when you talk about your work, you know, with Arbor Season, it's literally a labor of love.
It is. It really is. And it's so funny. Like, we have to, we're consistently balancing between being business partners, but then also being like a married couple with children. So like, sometimes I'll be like, all right, Emily, I'm going to tell you something, but it's just coming from the business Shane, not the married Shane. And then we'll have conversations.
you need to actually get hats that say different things, business Shane and home Shane and stuff like that. That would be awesome.
Totally. I read a book, I think it was The Meaning of Marriage by Tim Keller. I think he talks about something like that, but maybe it was somewhere else. I don't know. But yeah, I've heard that before.
So is that how you originally met?
It is. So we met in an open mic in Florida. She played a song, I played a song, and we just started talking and hanging out. And then after about a month or two of us showing each other songs, we decided to start a band together. And then we started playing in the Tampa Bay area. We played at Disney twice a week for 4 years and then other beach bars and restaurants. Then we did the College Market, and now we travel full time because we fell in love with being on the road.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a challenge by itself just being on the road, but then having to manage a family as well. It's a real challenge, but it can be really rewarding too, I assume.
Oh, super rewarding. And for us, this is all we know. Like, we've never lived in a house together, even as a married couple, and our kids were born on the road, in hospitals, but you know what I mean. Yeah.
Now, did I read correctly that when you travel, you're traveling pretty much in a converted school bus?
That's true, yes. So we did an RV for 4 years, and then we had a whole Canada tour got canceled because of COVID, and so we had 3 months before we were hitting the road again, and so we bought a school bus, converted it in 3 months, turned it into an RV, and that's what we travel in now, full-time.
It's a real-life partridge family.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, very good. Well, a lot of fun. It sounds like you're really enjoying the experience. You're going to be performing this Saturday night, October 8th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. I'm sure you've done different types of venues. This is a kind of a small, intimate one. Do you like that kind of an opportunity?
They're my favorite. We play house concerts almost. I mean, we do lots of tiny house festivals and other types of festivals. Sometimes the rare restaurant, but I would say 80% of our gigs are playing in people's backyards or living rooms. We call those house concerts. And so when we do theater gigs, it's really the same vibe, just a bigger room. That's kind of like the dream, is just to travel and play theaters and house concerts all the time.
Well, it's a great opportunity to actually, you know, look the patrons in the eye, you know, while you're performing. And that's a little different than sometimes being on stage and not being able to see through the lighting.
Oh, absolutely. And then we like involve our crowd all the time. And like, we let them like yell out, you know, and ask, you know, even questions. I mean, that's a little bit more rare when people will actually get the courage to ask a question out loud. But, you know, we have fun with the crowd. We talk about our songs in between. Like, we tell the stories behind them. We talk about our crazy adventures, and it's really intimate that way. We don't just go song, song, song. We do a lot of talking and engaging.
Yeah, try to be relatable to the audience. Talk a little bit about your music, then. Is it all original? Is this all stuff that you folks have composed?
Yeah, so original, it's like an indie folk is the genre that we classify ourselves as. And we do lots of songs about being on the road. The only covers we've ever recorded are actually recently. We did a 5-song EP of like just like Christian, like we took Bible stories and then put music to them. And then we did a cover of How Great Thou Art. So like things like that. We've done maybe 2 covers releasing, but everything else is original.
Is Christian music, does that kind of influence you quite a bit?
Being Christians ourselves is what influences everything we do. But none of our music necessarily, I would classify it as Christian music. Though there's one of our biggest songs is called Arcadian, and it's talking about Emily's relationship with God, and things like that. But then we have a song about sitting around a campfire, and just hanging out with the person you love, like lots of different things. We have a song about, what it's like to travel from Delaware all the way to New Mexico, random things. So it's kind of a huge mixing pot.
So does your music, does it have an opportunity then for folks to kind of relate to some of the experiences that you've had through your music?
I think so. Like there's our song When I Get There is our most popular song, and it's about our friend who had to leave Delaware and move and change everything. Like moving from Delaware to New Mexico is such a big, unique thing, but just the bittersweetness of having to start over and do something new. We tell a little bit of the story behind it, which I think relates to people. But then we played just How Great You Are, or How Great Thou Art, the cover, and this girl came up crying the other day after a show and just saying that it meant a lot to her. So, yeah, songs where I wouldn't even expect someone would relate to, they do. And
yeah. Do the two of you write together then?
We do. Yep, so it's very rare when she'll write a song by herself, but usually I'll write lots of songs and bring them to Emily, and she'll fix them up, like, a lot. But then our best songs, I think, or our favorites anyway, are ones that we actually sit down together and we write from scratch together.
Yeah, do you actually take out time and set aside some time to sit down and just literally write songs, or is it something that just kind of hits you suddenly?
Always hits us suddenly. We've never been like, all right, at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, we're going to sit down and that's never happened. It's usually sporadic. But when we know we're about to go to the studio and record another project, then, yeah, oh, totally. We sit down like crazy and start writing songs. But usually until we know we're going back to the studio, it'll be like 4 months before we even think about writing a song.
Yeah, well, I guess when you live and travel in a converted school bus, the only thing you pretty much do on a time schedule is like concerts.
That's it. That's absolutely correct. And then we try to, like, in between shows, we find really cool activities for the kids, like lots of parks. We find, like, splash pads or museums or fun things like that to do as a family. And then we post vlogs on YouTube every Sunday about our travels, and we mix a whole travel day mixed with a house concert or a show, and then we record one whole entire song and put that in the vlog. And so that alone takes me a few hours a week just to compile, to take videos, to edit it, and all that.
Wow. So, you know, back in the day when you used to have folks that would follow a band, literally, physically follow a band, you can actually follow Arbor Season and not really leave your computer.
Absolutely. That's correct.
We want them to come out and experience you live, but, you know, you've got to get them there first, too. So, well, very good. Well, let's get them there here this Saturday night, that performance at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Give them kind of a feel for what that performance will be like.
It's going to be very intimate. Like you said earlier, we're going to play original songs. We're going to tell the stories behind them. And I don't know if you're into this sort of thing, but we do love to talk to the crowd in between songs. And we just have, you know, we're very intimate. I've never seen a show that kind of does it the way we do it. Not to say it's better or worse. It's just different.
Sure. Live instruments?
Yes. Yep. So we do looping. I have a piano, guitar, and we loop, so we'll make beats, and nothing is pre-recorded, it's all live. And then Emily plays bass and a kick tambourine, and we both lead vocal harmonies and jump all over each other vocally.
Sounds like you're pretty tired at the end of the night when you get done with these performances.
I don't know, it gives me, I can't speak for Emily, it does tire Emily out, but I guess I'm an extrovert at best, so I'm like, I thrive off these moments.
Yeah, well, very good. Arbor Season. Arbor Season is the name of the duo. Where'd that come from?
We used to be called Shane and Emily, and then because we were just dating, and I mean, we were just friends, not even dating, and so we inevitably would break up eventually. But then, we got married, and we're like, oh, darn, we need a band name. And we were more poppy. We wanted to be more folky because that was our heart. Like Roger Miller from Robin Hood was like our dream sound. You know, and so we decided to look up woodsy words and stuff. We love the word season. We love the word arbor. So we put them together to kind of talk about this is our season to plant seeds and to plant hope and joy. And everywhere we go, we just want people to have a great time and feel like whatever you're going through, this is a moment where you can just relax, leave your problems at the door or bring them with you, whatever. But we just want you to have hope and peace and joy in this moment when you're with us. And that's kind of the season that we're in that we see.
Sounds like a great Saturday night. It's this Saturday night, October 8th, 7 p.m. at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. You'll enjoy the venue if you haven't been there yet, and you'll certainly enjoy Arbor Season. We hope Shane and Emily have a great night entertaining and a great crowd showing up for that. Shane, thank you so much for the time today. Best of luck and have a great show.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you there.